This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of, and I mean truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. Frankly, to be part of the solution, right? I mean, really, that's what it boils down to. So I do, I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. I do appreciate the time that, you know, you're involved, that you're being part of, if you would. You know, I did this show quite some time ago on vaccine. And I think it's so apropos to today. Because it talks to what big pharmaceuticals have been doing, what they do, how they do. Now, if you get pulled, if we get pulled from Facebook while it's going on or any one of those other ones, it's really simple, people. Just go over the website. They can't stop us there. It's on there, and it works there. All right? Really that easy. Take a listen. You might actually learn something. This is one of those topics that, you know, they pull at your heartstrings. They tell you how wrong you are and how bad you are and the garbage that you're filling up people with. And it's just craziness. Vaccinations. We're going to get deep into vaccinations for your kids. Should you be vaccinating your kids? You know, what should you do? If you want to protect your children and you believe in vaccinations, what are you willing to do to protect them? What are you willing to do to make sure that you're doing the right thing? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there to get involved. Now, I'll have, after the first break, Del Bigtree's going to join me. He was, notice I said was, an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show The Doctors before producing the groundbreaking documentary Vaxxed, which exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower Dr. William Thompson. Now, Del's focusing his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents across the country who are demanding safer vaccines so that no child has been an accepted casualty of our vaccine, I mean the national vaccine program. And he, and some of the things he'll let you know about. His movie's starting to take on. He's got Robert Kennedy on his side. He's got many other senators and congresspeople on his side with this. But you got to get, you can't let them pull at your heartstrings. You got to have facts. Don't look at your child. You know, I'm looking at some of the information, depending on who puts it out and where. You know, they are vaccine killing our kids. It's called a bot movie. They try to make it look like that, you know, people speaking out against vaccines don't like your kids. They don't like the pharmaceutical companies. They don't want them making all kinds of money. There was a group, there was a website, and they called themselves, you know, it was an African-American website. And they said, well, the reason that people are trying to stop vaccinations from happening, you know, government paid for, backed whatever vaccinations, was because we hated black people. Because apparently, vaccinations only protect black people. You see how crazy and stupid this gets after a while? And we got to start calling this stuff out for what is you. Look at, I don't believe everything the doctor says just because the doctor says it. Or the, you know, the pharmacist. How many people have been killed because somebody's mixed up medicine? The doctor really didn't hear what you said, or he misdiagnosed you. How often do you hear that one? Right? And some of these vaccines are causing the actual problem that they're supposed to be vaccinated against. So I'm going to leave it for him because he can speak to it. I just go around in circles. I want to get back to a story I started and didn't finish. That was a story about Iceland. We have a, you have a country that has decided that the Down syndrome kids are not... let me rephrase this. You have a country that's decided that the way to eliminate Down syndrome, because kids or humans, young people with Down syndrome are a problem. They're a pox on society. So it's really simple. They'll just kill them. Yeah, go ahead. Let that sink in. And I was joking about it before, in a serious way, saying, well, look, Iceland now has become the first country, and CBS News actually congratulated them for doing this. And so you've got Iceland now. So should we boycott trips to Iceland? Don't you think we ought to do that? I mean, don't we believe in humanity of all? Protecting all children? Are they not children? Because I'll tell you what, in this country, anytime you even mention, think, or insinuate that you're going to take something away from a young child, you're going to hurt a young child, changes everything, doesn't it? And CBS tweet says that Iceland is on pace to virtually eliminate Down syndrome through abortion. How's that? You mean eliminate humans with defects is what she means. One of the doctors, I can't even pronounce her name, I'm sorry. She was asked, in America, I think some people would be confused about people calling this our child, saying a prayer, or saying goodbye, or having a priest come in, because to them, abortion is murder. Actually, to a lot of us, abortion is murder. The one woman says, the doctor says, we don't look at abortion as murder. We look at it as a... You ready for this? You ready for this now? If you're driving, pay attention. We look at it as a thing that we ended. These people are serious. When I squished the bug, that's a thing we ended. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, a thing we ended? She goes on to say, we ended a possible life, It's alive. What do you mean a possible life? We ended a possible life that may have had a huge complication preventing suffering for the child or for the family. Man, have you ever seen some of these Down syndrome kids? You ever seen the families that they're in? How it's... A lot more coming up after the break. Dale joins me. We're going to hear more about vaccine and the pharmaceutical companies. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And listen, let's just get to it because this is important. Yes, because I don't want to waste his time. I think you guys are going to love him. You've loved him before when I've had him on. Let's just get informed, okay? Get your notepad out. Seriously. And wouldn't that be lovely? I mean, if it actually worked, would that even be better? It's just amazing. Well, Del Bigtree is going to join me as soon as the system decides to work properly. And we're going to talk about vax or anti-vax. I know a lot of you go crazy with this. You start talking about how all the other kids get sick. Always boggled my mind that we haven't figured out yet that Let me see if this works. You know, with all this conversation around vaccination, non-vaccination, wouldn't you believe, or wouldn't you want to believe, that the doctors have your best interest in mind when it comes to your children, and even your own health, for that matter, and all these pharmaceutical companies that we keep talking about, they're out there for the greater good, aren't they? Because they're definitely not out there for the bottom line, right? They're just out there for the greater good. But, I only get bits and pieces of this doing what I do every day. I don't focus on any one issue, obviously. And I bring in people that work around this on a daily basis, that know more about this than I do. And for that fact, many of you, and many of you on Facebook who think you're a Facebook pharmacist or what have you, you really need to get the information. You really need to be honest with yourself and be willing to get both sides of the story so you understand really what's going on. So I have Del Bigtree on the line with me. He was an Emmy Award-winning producer on a daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vaxxed. And Vaxxed exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. Now Del is focusing all his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents. And, Del, first of all, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
I really appreciate you having me, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
And this is a triple aisle issue. I always say it's, right side, left side, and anybody in the middle. I'm on a school board. I can't tell you how many parents are hitting me up saying, what can you do about this? What can we do about this? Can the school? And I'm going, wait a minute. This is at your state legislative level. This is where the guys with getting the big bucks are having to deal with this. And parents at every level are concerned with this. This isn't a right-wing conspiracy whacktoid idea, right? What got you into this?
Well, what got me into this was science. I mean, I was a producer on a medical talk show. I spent 6 years celebrating the best that medicine has to offer. Greatest surgeons, greatest new techniques, lasers, you name it. We got to cover it on The Doctors. And then I came across the story of Dr. William Thompson. We have a whistleblower at the Centers for Disease Control, which is arguably the most important health agency in the world, saying we're committing scientific fraud in here. And that we know that certainly the MMR vaccine, we believe five scientists sat in a study, saw that it was causing autism. We hid that from the public. I mean, that's what Vaxxed is about. It's now a worldwide phenomenon as a film. But that scared me to death, because when you believe in medicine, and you believe in doctors, and you work on a show that's celebrating medicine the way we were, and then you find out, I think one of the biggest foundational principles of medicine is that vaccines are safe and effective. And when you find out that the most important group, the most important government agency that has been putting out that idea is lying, then you have a major problem. And that began my journey. I made that movie. I'm excited about how well it's done, but I have continued to research. That was one vaccine, one study. Now, wow. I've spent 2 years investigating nothing but the vaccine program, nothing but the scientific studies. When they tell us that, this has been extensively tested, vaccines don't cause autism, vaccines aren't causing autoimmune issues, I can tell you now, without a shadow of a doubt, as someone that has simply just done my research and actually opened up the studies they're pointing to, they are lying. They are lying. I'm not saying that doctors are lying. Doctors are simply repeating a lie and not doing their own research. They've been lied to like everybody else, and we all have been a part of what is going to be one of the greatest cover-ups. This is like the Salem witch trials. Here in California, they're going after doctors writing medical exemptions. We will look back at this like the witch trials. This is insanity. This is a takeover of an industry of our government. The pharmaceutical industry has made advertising points that our media has sold us to make us terrified of infectious disease, while we are creating one of the biggest autoimmune and neurological disease crises of our times. I know that when we finally get real science happening, you are going to see that vaccines have created more health problems than they ever fixed.
Wow. I'll tell you where you caught me. You did an interview here with me about 6 months ago, and I'll tell you where you caught me. You got me when you were talking about the kids' vaccines and, how they give a boatload at a time, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 every time the child goes in there for the first year of life. And you said, do you realize that the child has no real immune system for 3 years? And I'm thinking, okay, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not a doctor. I have no degree in anything, that has to do with medicine. But that to me is kind of common sense. You're shoving things in this young baby's body, and it has no way to fight it off. And you really hit home with that. Explain that to people.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit, it's more specifically the first year of life.
Right.
A baby really has no memory immune system. Their bodies don't remember the event of creating immunity. So when you're vaccinating that whole first year of life, in fact, top heads of our health departments have been asked over the years, why do we give a Hep B vaccine? Why are we vaccinating the first year of life when we know that a baby's body can't create the immunity needed? It's not going to happen until two and really three. Three years old is when you have a fully established immune system. And the response usually from top scientists is, we're training the parents to show up for vaccines. That's why we're vaccinating early that first year of life, because it doesn't work. And what, you know, and then you look at the dangers of the vaccine in children that small, and you can really, you know, lose your mind over this stuff. But what I want to say is, it doesn't take a genius. Everything, I think everybody that walks into a doctor's office, at least most people that are, you know, breathing and really have blood pumping through their veins, something feels wrong about vaccinating this day one old baby, you know, with a hepatitis B vaccine. To go in at 2 months and give six or seven vaccines at one time. To go in at 4 months and do the same thing again, six or seven vaccines. To go in at 6 months. Why? I mean, think about it. What I want to say is, can you imagine a greater product? If you're going to be an entrepreneur and you want to come up with a product, how about this for an advertising plan? I think they all sat around a room and says, how do we sell more vaccines? Well, let's do this. Let's tell everybody the only way our product works is if every single person alive uses it. Otherwise, it's useless. Otherwise, 1%, 2% don't use it, it doesn't work.
And he's right. You know, I mean, you think about this. Think about what's going on. Think about what's happening, all right? And he'll be back after the break. Choma Senior Host, we'll talk about this more in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading members of the Coronavirus Task Force have warned White House officials about the health risks of holding large-scale indoor campaign rallies and advised against such mass gatherings. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Deborah Birx, both have vocalized concerns about the safety of holding this rally with as many as 19,000 people in an enclosed arena in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But President Trump and his campaign advisors are proceeding with the event, which is expected to draw tens of thousands inside and even more outside the venue, who will neither be socially distant nor required to wear face coverings. They claim attendees assume a personal risk, and that is part of life. Next week, the president is headlining another large-scale event with thousands of students in a Phoenix megachurch. That state has seen an even higher uptick in cases this week, with back-to-back records for single-day increases. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. I want to hop right on it because I don't want to miss a minute of what he has to say, you know. I mean, seriously, pay attention. Get informed. That's what I try to do. Let me get back to my guest. This stuff is way too important to not get right back to you with it.
All right, I'm back. I want to jump right back into it again because I know he's wound up and ready to go. Del Bigtree was an Emmy Award-winning producer on a daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vax. You need to Google him. You need to look him up and find out what his history is, because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time on the intro. He's got so much information, and we have so little time. Now, Del, you were talking about how what a great marketing/Ponzi scheme the pharmaceutical companies have, because they get the government in bed with them, they get our legislators in bed with them, and this stuff is forced on us. And these are dangerous drugs that are forced on us, right?
Yes, I mean, look, every other drug, I mean, we have arguments about should we fast track a cancer drug or an AIDS drug onto the market because people are dying. And so we want to sort of lighten up on the regulations around that. Well, there are no regulations around vaccines. They are fast tracked onto the market like we would dream an AIDS drug would be. But think about this. This is a product that's injected into perfectly healthy children. There's no crisis. They're not sick and dying of a deadly disease no one has a cure from. They are totally healthy. And so of all the products you would ever fast track on the market, why would it be the one being injected into already perfectly healthy children? That makes no sense. And when you say it's dangerous, you're damn right it's dangerous. And you don't have to take my word for it. Every time someone repeats, oh, vaccines are safe and effective, I say this. We have a VAERS reporting system. It's called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Every doctor is supposed to report when a child has a seizure after a vaccine or develops a neurological disorder or loses the ability to walk or talk. Well, that system was put in place because we took liability away from the pharmaceutical industry. This is really the only product in America that you cannot sue the company that made it when it destroys your life. You can't sue them, so they're protected by this 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act. Now, Our government saw how problematic that would be. I mean, lawsuits is one of the only things that keeps a natural pressure on an industry to make a better product. If you take away that liability and you cannot sue them, then what makes them do the appropriate safety studies? What makes them do the right research? What makes them take a product that's already out there and make it better? Seatbelts get better and better. Car seats get better and better. Cars get safer and safer. The only thing not evolving in this nation and in the world are vaccines. It's still 100-year-old technology because who cares if it kills you or injures you? You can't sue us. Well, this VAERS reporting system, the government said, it's going to be really problematic, you know, to take away liability. We better have a way to monitor if a vaccine has gotten on the market that maybe is dangerous. Well, this vaccine reporting system in 2016 alone had 59,000 reports of injury on it by doctors that said my patient was injured after a vaccine. 59,000 reports. Now, you want to really get scared. Health and Human Services, which is the mothership of all of our health departments, under HHS is what we call it, is CDC, FDA, National Institute of Health, they're all under HHS. And HHS did a study years ago, and what they came forward and said that we believe the VAERS reporting system is only capturing 1% of the total injuries because doctors are not using it. No one's using this passive reporting system. They don't get in trouble if they don't report the injury. And why would a doctor be incentivized to report injuries? Because it's going to look bad on his office or her office. It's going to look bad on vaccines. It's going to make it hard for them to say to people, vaccines have this great track record. So they just don't report the injuries. So think about this. So we've gone from, I think it's actually 56,000 reported injuries in 2016. If what our own health departments are saying is true, that that's only 1%, that means there's 5.6 million injuries last year. 5.6 million people were injured by vaccines, and yet they want us to worry about the potential that some, you know, leukemia patient or cancer patient could catch a disease from an unvaccinated kid. There's no report of that happening. You've never seen that news story. It's a hypothetical problem, but we don't care about the 5.9 million people who were killed or injured last year by the vaccines themselves. We don't care. That's an accepted casualty. We don't even want to talk about that. Well, that's all I am here to talk about. I'm here to talk about one of the most dangerous products on the market, and unfortunately, it's a product we've been told is there for our health.
Wow, I'm still looking at those numbers, and I'm trying to figure out how this information. I mean, do you know how much? Well, you do know the amount of money that must be going through the hands of these, you know, pharmaceutical companies and with the legislators and what have you. It's got to be staggering for them to be able to keep it this quiet, for them to be able to keep it from getting out the way it should be out there, right? I mean, you deal with legislators all the time on this.
It's the number one lobby in America. When we talk about a corrupted political system and the money in our politics and how the voters' votes don't count anymore, it's simply the money paying for these senators and congressmen and presidents to be elected. Well, think about the most money they are getting is from the pharmaceutical industry. It used to be oil and gas or energy. Energy is being outspent 2-to-1 by the pharmaceutical industry. And I assure you, it's not to sell you more OxyContin. It's to sell you the future of the vaccine program. There are 270 vaccines in the pipeline you haven't heard of yet. They're trying to pass laws that make sure that you have to take them because, as I pointed out, vaccines only work if everybody is on them. Okay, so they have this brilliant marketing strategy, and there are over 2,500 vaccine trials that have gone on over the last 5 years. This is the future of this industry. Every American is going to be lined up at least once a year and injected with unknown toxic chemicals and products that are forced on us by the government that is supposed to be protecting us. And who's deciding it? Why are they passing those laws? The people that are paying for them to be elected. It should not be more dangerous.
I just want, you know, my mother-in-law living with us and my wife looking up these flu shots and what have you, and we found out the amount of mercury in these flu shots when they're giving them to senior citizens. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's unbelievable. We're told to keep mercury away from our kids. We're told to keep it off your skin. Don't let it get into your system. And here we are actually injecting it into the bodies of the seniors. And it going, you know, somebody's lying to someone. This isn't ignorance. You're not going to get me to buy this as ignorance. It's flat out somebody's lying to us because there's so much money involved in all of this. You know, you brought up the SB2 bill here in California, and you said it something along the lines of what 300% waivers have gone up by 300% medical waivers.
Right.
So yeah. I'm kind of confused by that. If this stuff is so good, so great, and is not dangerous, why would doctors give these waivers?
Yeah, I mean, look, SB 277 was the law passed in California. We're 1 year into this forced vaccination program. Children are being denied an education that they've been paid for with taxpayer money simply because they are not vaccinated. And, you know, with all the hate speech and all the fear of hate speech in this country, I say, if you catch yourself saying things like, get your damn kids vaccinated, or your kids are putting my kids at risk, you ought to look up some of the language Hitler used about the Jews. Dangerous, dirty kids, putting us all at risk. This is an advertising campaign that's been around for centuries, and you're an idiot if you're buying into it. What happened? There have always been a tiny percentage of people that live differently, that have a different opinion than others do about pharmaceutical products. There is this tiny percentage of people that have always decided to eat organic food, drink clear water, and raise their kids totally free of medical intervention as far as toxic chemicals are we're talking about. Yeah. And now all of a sudden those people are dangerous. Now what happened? Was there suddenly some like crisis? Did polio just sweep the nation? Were kids dying? No. None of that was happening. You had 150 people get measles at the Disneyland. And the worst outbreak ever was 644 people, I think, the year before in the United States, which actually the World Health Organization says in both of those instances are totally acceptable rates of natural measles inside of a fully vaccinated in the community. They still say they've eliminated measles from America, and don't worry about those numbers. Don't worry about them, except when we want to scare you and take away your rights and make you pass laws.
Joe, senior host, Dell will be back after the break. Don't go far. We're talking about to vax or not to vax. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. You should be singing together, you and
me. We are back. Now listen to Real Silo GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And let's get right back to it because I don't want you to miss a minute of this, seriously.
Yes, this stuff is way too important to not get right back to you with it.
All right, I'm back. I want to jump right back into it again because I know he's wound up and ready to go. Del Bigtree was an Emmy Award-winning producer on a daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vax. You need.
If you believe that the government is totally honest with us when it comes to Big Pharma, when you look at the biggest lobbying power in D.C. is Big Pharma, and you can actually look at yourself and say the government's never lied to us, they've never led us astray, why would money influence them? Because if you're going to say money doesn't influence them, you have to say that everywhere.
And I got some swampland in Florida I want to sell you. If you really believe that there's absolutely no issues here, that in and of itself is scary. You're saying that big pharma and government are perfect. Good luck with that.
All right, I'm back. I want to jump right back into it again because I know he's wound up and ready to go. Del Bigtree was an Emmy Award-winning producer on a daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vax. You need to Google him. You need to look him up and find out what his history is, because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time on the intro. He's got so much information, and we have so little time. Del Bigtree is joining me, and he was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show, The Doctors. I got to interact a lot with people who actually had a clue instead of some of my Facebook doctors, my Facebook pharmacists that are out there and who love to tell me. Del, I could go through this whole thing, but last time I had you on the show, you can only imagine the emails and the things that people were saying to me. And, you know, I don't have the information you have. I haven't dealt with these people like you have. My simple question was always the same thing. If these vaccinations work, if they actually work the way the doctors and the pharmacists and the pharmaceutical companies say they work, why is it that, you know, my kid in a class of 30 who isn't vaccinated can you know, reap the plague on everybody? It's never made any sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, and that, look, that was an argument that lasted for really, like I said, a century. People said, look, if your vaccines work, don't worry about my child. But they finally came up with this concept of herd immunity. It's a manufactured concept from the ad departments of Merck and Sanofi Aventis, herd immunity. I will destroy herd immunity right here and now. Every idiot that screams herd immunity and that we've got to vaccinate every single child to protect that immunosuppressed child or keep the spread of disease down, well, you already have over 90%, usually 95% of children are all vaccinated. The CDC says that you have to have 95% vaccine uptake and immunity in order to create this herd immunity. But every idiot using that term as an adult, they aren't vaccinated. This is the point I make over and over again. It doesn't say that we need 95% of the schools to be vaccinated in order to achieve herd immunity. It's 95% of everybody, and everybody riding their cars listening to you right now, everybody sitting at home in front of their computers, I want you to be honest with yourself and say, you know what? I haven't had a booster since I got out of high school. I'm 30. I'm 40. I'm 50. I am doing just fine. And how many Americans like me are there? I'll tell you how many. About half of America is currently unvaccinated. We aren't anywhere. We're not at 93% or 92% and trying to get to 95%. We're at like 55% vaccination rate. And the entire media is focused on our babies being vaccinated, but they don't care about the adults. That's the future agenda. This is all a part of how we're going to rob you of your freedom. First, we're going to get you to vaccinate every single infant alive and tell you that's herd immunity. And then you'll find out, oh my God, look, there's an adult schedule now on the CDC's website, and the pharmaceutical industry now wants to start vaccinating adults with the same products they've been giving kids every couple of years. Don't take my word for it. Look it up on the CDC website. Adult vaccination schedule coming to a theater near you. Wake up, America. We are being lined up by a government that is injecting us. Just think about that. If I told you 10 years ago that I want to move to a nation that force injects unknown products into its citizens at least once a year, would you say, boy, that's a country I got a race to live in? No, you wouldn't. And if you've ever done any reading of history, you never, ever, ever give your government that kind of power to literally violate your body and inject things into your bloodstream that you have no control over. That is a science fiction movie from hell, and I'm trying to reach my hand out and backslap you if you do not see that.
Now, Del, let's get something straight here, because I know what people are thinking. You're not one of my, right-wing, hardcore Tea Party, wackoids that I have on the show, right?
I am a progressive liberal who grew up in Boulder, Colorado. I have fought for environment, and I work directly all the time with Bobby Kennedy. Same thing, one of the great environmentalists of our time, a man who has simply been trying to get mercury, this toxic chemical that pollution is destroying our fish. A pregnant woman cannot eat a fish. Every time I've had an argument with one of my, far-right friends that are like, regulations, restrictions, we shouldn't have those. Really? Because you were able to eat a damn fish when you were a kid. and now my kids can't. Something's got to change. I believe in regulations. I believe we've got to stop industries from poisoning our food, poisoning our water. But this is the same issue. I am blown away that somehow this is a far right issue. Now all of a sudden I'm speaking at like ultra right conventions and they're cheering with what I have to say. And I'm thinking, I've never been with you people. I believe in global warming. I believe that we are polluting our air. I think our kids have asthma. They are sick because we have let petrochemical companies take over every aspect of our life. And it's no different. Vaccines are petrochemicals. Mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde. These are things that we ban from every product except vaccines. We are injecting this literally into your bodies. And thank God someone as brilliant as Bobby Kennedy. I was just with him for 3 days last week shooting a video. We have a tool that we're going to show people how to use. It's a PowerPoint that lays out all of the facts of actual vaccine science. It is terrifying, and that will be coming out from World Mercury Project and Bobby Kennedy's group probably in the next couple of weeks. I'm actually working, my team's editing it. So I am working with Bobby. Any environmentalist that think, you know, that has somehow suddenly written Bobby Kennedy off as though he just lost his mind because he wants mercury out of, as you said, the flu shot. And by the way, he's broadened that now. Mercury got him in. Now he's looking at aluminum, which we all are. The right. Aluminum rates are through the roof. Studies across the world showing neurological disorders because of it, autoimmune disorders. This stuff, I mean, at the very least, it needs to be made safer. And what I can tell you, no safety testing or studying has ever gone on these products and never will. And we have heard that. Essentially, Bobby and I have sat from some of the top heads of our health departments, and they stared us in the face and essentially said, we will never do any pre-licensing safety testing of our products, and we will never do a post-licensing surveillance study. Wow. We just simply were asking, we want a vaxxed versus unvaxxed study. You have databases of 10 million people on it. Please run the unvaccinated children. Are they as sick as the vaccinated children who, by the way, now suffer from autoimmune and neurological disorders? One in two kids. One in two kids in America now has a neurological or autoimmune disorder. One in six to seven is suffering a speech delay because of a neurological disorder. That is not the United States of America I grew up in. That is not my friends. That wasn't the elementary school I was in. Something has gone drastically, drastically wrong.
I'm always amazed. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but you look at some of the stuff, you look at what's going on, you say, you got to tie that back to X. This doesn't take a college degree to figure this out in some cases, you know? And Bobby, you know, to Bobby Kennedy's credit, his own people are disowning him, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, legislators around him, lifelong Democrats, are going, you know what? He's whacked. Stay away from him.
I mean, look, the Kennedys are, I mean, just being around him, his family, I mean, they're literally, they're sort of the closest thing we have to a royal family in this country. I guess the Bushes you can consider in there, maybe the Clintons, and there's a few like that now. But he's born into a brand. He's born into a title. He's putting all of that at risk.
Yep.
He's putting a legacy at risk. Do you think he does that lightly? Do you think if he could get away from this topic, and I say the same thing, someone show me something I'm missing. I want out. I want out of discussing vaccines. I want to get back to my film and television career. I can't because this is such a critical issue. We are putting our careers on the line because of what we have seen. And this video that Bob is going to be putting out, you will see why we are so passionate and you will see the truth. What we are speaking is the truth. It's not my opinion. It is all backed up by the scientific data or lack of scientific data.
But you know, Dell, I got to tell you, these guys are experts at this. When you watch these, when they come after the anti-vaxxers, if you would, you know, they come after guys like you. And, you know, I guess the African-American community feels like this is a big affront on them. We don't want these vaccinations because it hurts them the most. And then you see the attacks on moms. Why would you do this to your child? Don't you love your child? Don't you want your child to have every chance to succeed in life? Why wouldn't you give him these vaccinations? I'm going, oh, my God. This isn't a science advertisement. This is a pull at the heartstrings advertisement. They're not We're going to, you know what, I hate this. We ran out of time on this stuff. Anyway, I'm going to put up the full video later on. I'm going to put up the full interview later on. I'll go ahead and put links up to it. You'll be able to grab it and run with it. Joe is in your house, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, don't do anything stupid. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and we're here all week. Come join us again.